Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Gary, you've got a chapter titled The Glory of a Godly Woman. And I would love for you to just define and describe a godly woman and then talk about her power to influence a home.
I think a godly woman, first and foremost, has her base in who God is. She doesn't make it about her. She makes it about God. If her husband or her children are going astray, she hurts over the fact that they're estranged from God more than how it reflects her. That's a high level of godliness. I'm going to be honest. That's a very mature woman. I think it takes time to get into. I think it's a woman of wisdom. She's trained her mind to think as the Bible thinks. It's possible for a woman to become so steeped in Scripture that what Scripture teaches is just her natural disposition. That's kind of what comes out of her because she's trained her mind to think as God thinks through the study of Scripture. I think it's a woman who's marked by faith, peace, and love. Faith, that's where her center is in who God is. Peace, because she knows God is God. And love is her disposition toward others. She's willing to love if she has to be the mama bear and confront out of love, or she has to be the soft, nurturing mom who comforts and encourages. She can do that as well. And I think ultimately then, it's also a woman of power and joy. A woman of power because she has the Holy Spirit within her. She's learned to surrender her heart to the Holy Spirit. So she knows it's not about her natural gifts. It's not about what she's able to do. She's seen how if she offers herself to God, He can use her in ways she couldn't even imagine. And Susie, there is no joy that rivals a woman who believes she's doing what God has created her to do with God's power working within her. That just creates joy because there's a sense of purpose and happiness.
Don't you say, I love that. Boy, I've never heard it explained better than that, first of all, Gary. Appreciate that so much. But don't you think a husband respects a woman like that, that says, basically, I love you, and there's a part of you that I need. I mean, I'm humble enough to be dependent on you as my husband, but I'm ultimately dependent on God, and I'm standing on the rock, that He truly is my source, not you. It's a fine line, but I think there's something powerful about that. What, from your perspective, when a woman walks that way, what does that impact? How does that impact a man's heart?
Well, here's why I think it's fundamental if you want to influence your husband. Here's what I want every wife to hear. If I could put a drum roll, here's the truth that I think will help them understand their husband a whole lot more. Guys are influenced by people they respect, not necessarily by people they love.
Whoa.
Guys are influenced by people they respect, not necessarily by people they love.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.